With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP.
Hi. I sent Cakes a text yesterday. I heard this last night from our friend Mike Winslow that at the Tally Ho this weekend in Leesburg is Local H, who has one of the best one-hit wonder songs.
We played that song ever. A million times on the show.
I think you need to play it.
I think we've played it a million times.
Sound for the Floor. Mm-hmm. And Soul Asylum.
They're playing together.
Together at the Tally Ho in Leesburg on Saturday.
Very good.
What we've, and
did
I am tempted. Yes.
This fan night or whatever?
Yes.
At the Tally Ho.
Fan live.
I'm tempted to go.
You should probably go.
Just to hear Bound for the Floor.
Well, then you'll also hear all the Soul Asylum hits.
Oh, they got
you'll hear Runaway Train.
They got a bunch.
Misery.
Didn't we see those guys at one of the festivals when the festival was dying and they were butt old?
I'm not sure if they were at one or not.
Maybe not.
It's not ringing a bell. But maybe they were.
I mean, this is such a good tune.
This is the only hit they ever had, though, right? Did they ever have a second one that was even a minor hit?
I don't know.
Local H? I don't think so. Not that I can recall.
I mean, this is one of the best intros of all time.
So what they should do is open with this, play it again in the middle.
And then play it at the end.
And then close with it.
That's what Naughty by Nature did.
And play six tunes.
They played OPP three times.
Play six tunes, three of them should be this.
Well, I think it should be all six.
I wouldn't argue with that either.
Yeah. It's an extended version.
So what do you think? Should I go on Saturday to see these boys?
Why not?
Yeah, go.
What else you got going
I don't
on?
Think it's a terrible idea.
We're going to take tea.
Yeah, she'd go.
Would she be sized?
Yeah.
Will she dance?
Sure.
She will? Yeah. And what will you do? Just stand there like a big lump?
Bob my head.
Bob your head a little bit.
Like an old man? Yeah. It's going to be all old people there, right? There'll be no kids.
Oh, no kids. Zero kids.
Nobody in their 20s. No millennials.
I bet you there are.
It's going to be all old farts.
No, majority, but there's going to be some millennials there.
You think
millennials don't like that song?
They
don't even know it.
Yeah, how was the Billy Blast or whatever concert that your daughter went to? Did she like it?
No, it's Mark E. Blassie, I believe his name.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't hear this. I let my 16-year-old drive down to D.C. on a Tuesday night for an 8 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
bad decision.
She sprung the concert
Why didn't you just let her Uber there or whatever? That way you don't have to worry about her driving.
Well, I mean, I she shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah.
It was a bad parental decision that I let my daughter, who's 16.
Did she go with a group?
So two friends go down to D.C. to Wharf right here on a Tuesday night for an 8 o'clock show.
Yeah.
She got home at 11:30 for a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I told her, I gave you a one-day pass. It's not happening again.
Yeah, because you were anxious the whole time, right?
Oh, yeah. I stayed up. My phone was right next to
me. Do you have her on the Life 360 bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you know where she is. Yeah.
No, I knew she was there.
Yeah.
And she texted me.
Jason,
she
I'm looking at the calendar for the Tally Ho. If you want to go to a really wild show, you'll go when the Insane Clown Posse shows
up. You don't want to go to that. I pay you to go to that.
I'll pay you to see a real circus come to life. You'll go see ICP.
I'll probably miss that one.
Go to that May 30th. We'll send AWOD. He can film your reaction.
I'll tell you another one.
Hang out with all the juggalos.
I did lunch with a buddy yesterday, and he's into sports, but not the mainstream sports. He's into UFC, boxing, but he's also into gaming.
Okay.
He's going, today's the first ever Revolution, which is Overwatch at the Anthem. They sold out. 5,000 seats.
Wow. The Anthem is a pretty big venue.
Yeah, it's a big one.
To watch gamers.
Hey, it's... Mm.
It's a thing. There's a market for
I think
it. Clearly,
Hein paid $25 million for the team.
Can't he just watch it on Twitch or something?
Probably, but he wants to go live.
He wants to be there in person. He be
right.
He wants to experience it in person.
All right, let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. I'm going to entertain you right here. And you know what? Since we were talking about music, Valdez whispered in my ear, he's got a pie or poo. Let's kick off the EP with a pie or poo.
I still prefer Name That Hurting.
Of
over
course,
pie or poo.
I do as well.
It was Hit or Hurting. It wasn't Name That Hurting.
I still like Name That Hurting on Game Show Wednesdays. Hit or Hurting.
All right, here you go. Pie or poo. Any clues on this one?
No. Just straight listen.
Is a real artist or like a celebrity?
A collaboration. A big time collaboration.
I mean, you know who that is.
So it's Ozzy.
I know who the collab is with, too.
I know he did something with Post Malone. Is that what this is?
No. Bigger name, way bigger name than Post Malone.
Post Malone was the most downloaded artist in 2019.
I just mean
it is Post Malone.
It is?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's their second song together.
Personally, thank you. Who did you think it was?
I know that Ozzy is doing a bit with Elton John on his latest
album. Did that
sound
like Elton John? What part of that song sound like Elton John?
I was waiting for the Elton John part to kick in.
I've heard of one Elton John song.
All right, hold on. I'm not actually a big Ozzy fan, so...
It's a big pile.
It's a hard time. Now, when Post Malone comes in, I'm a fan of him.
Hey,
hold on. Where's that? Stop. It's just not my style of music. It's like, you know, when Cakes hears R&B, he's not a fan.
It's hard for me to say this, but that's poo. Anything... That has Ozzy tied into it, poo, is difficult
about
for me.
There's three people that like that.
Yeah.
Driving around.
I consider myself a huge Post Malone fan. Yeah.
Can you play? Let's do a follow up. Now play Ozzy with Elton John. Play that.
Can you find that? Have you heard it?
Of course he can find
that. Where'd you get the gummies?
I'm glad you brought that up. Valdez gave me a 3-pound bag.
Where's the bag? Come on, Dick.
It's in my locker. It's a bag. You know what he gave me? A bag of diabetes.
Yeah. I know.
I went in there. I was like, does anybody want a handful of diabetes? And AWOD said yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the never-ending bag of gummies.
Yeah.
And I will get you some during the next
break. I'm pretty sure I'm a pre-diabetic. I went to bed last night. My head just started sweating for no reason. Only thing I could, and that happens when I eat sugar. When I eat a lot of sugar, my head starts sweating.
These are loaded
Haven't
with
you
it.
A Starburst thing.
Yeah, if I eat a pack of Starburst, my head will be drenched in sweat. My body can't handle all the sugar.
By the way, what is your bottom seed Starburst?
Yellow.
Wild cherry.
That would be my one seed.
Oh, not my one seed at all.
All right, this is the one with Elton.
Yes.
Didn't they have to cart Elton off stage the other day because he got pneumonia?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was crying.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how many medics were on site for this concert?
Old. I mean, Ozzy's 71. Elton John's got to be in the same area.
I like this one better. It's less poo-ish.
Wait, hold it. Has Elton started yet?
Don't think so.
Might be playing the piano.
This is all auto-tuned, right? He doesn't sound like this anymore.
I don't know.
Stop.
It is, though.
I mean, it's an iconic voice. There's no question about it.
Of course.
Play Elton's part.
It hurts my ears.
That's all you got?
He's one of the greatest metal singers of all time.
Where's
it's undisputed.
Valdez, come on. We were talking over it.
It's not that good.
I know, but I just want to hear it.
What's your next story?
I just want to hear the Elton part. I want to see how does Elton John collaborate with Ozzy Osbourne. You have it?
I think he's playing the piano. I haven't heard Elton's voice once.
Well,
yeah, that's probably the collaboration.
You're just going to have to listen to it on your ride home.
All right. And Ozzy sings.
All right, he's got the attention span of a fruit fly.
Yeah.
Can't listen to anything. You're going to get in trouble for playing for more than a minute.
No, we're not.
You pay the ass cap fee.
No one's ever going to charge us for that ever in the history of the world. Give me a break. So Amy Harwick, the ex-fiance of Drew Carey that we've talked about this week, the ex-boyfriend chucked her over the balcony.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that wasn't the cause of death.
Okay.
The cause of death, well, it was one of the causes. The first cause was when he strangled her.
Right.
Nice.
He strangled her. Then he chucked her off the
Terrible human.
Off the balcony. She apparently was a noted Hollywood sex therapist.
Mm. Yes, she
what
was.
Does that mean? So, no, she so like couples, Hollywood
couples,
couples
yeah,
were
like
consulting
yeah.
her?
When yeah. Brooks Light can't please Julianne.
Hey, nobody said that that's happening. That's Matt Valdez saying that.
They go there. He
it
tells her
Matt Valdez saying that.
Tells her how
they
hit it.
Saying. John Peters, that donk that married Pam Anderson, remember, and it lasted 12
yeah.
days?
I mean, I don't know. Is he famous for some reason?
He's
why
like
is he
a
famous?
Director or something.
Okay.
And apparently he was like a noted, like, hound, like almost like a Harvey Weinstein.
Okay. He's right? rebounded okay. I saw the picture.
Yeah, well, he's got a new fiance, or back with his old one, and I think they got married 3 weeks ago, like
oh, really?
3 weeks after breaking up with
I mean,
Pam Anderson.
A hot blonde, yeah. younger version of Pam Anderson.
Right. Lamar Odom is in the news, and apparently he's talking about a time he blew $120,000 at the club in one night, Case.
Right.
Color you surprised,
and you,
right?
And you wonder why some athletes wind up just felted
right.
5 years after they're done playing. Or
did
less.
Anybody see?
$120,000, that's got to be hard. Like,
what are you buying?
It's not that
are
hard.
You tipping
$500? Because if you buy a $10,000 bottle of champagne... And you have bottle service for you and six
okay.
or eight other people. It adds up. It adds up quickly. What is it? The Ace of Spades? Is that the most expensive one? If you say so, sure.
I don't know.
But if you order two or three of those, you order 10 bottles of vodka at $600 a bottle because that's what they charge you at table service. And you're getting every sort of lap dance possible. Right. It adds up.
Right.
It adds up quick.
Did you guys, by the way, talk about, because this came out earlier in the week, about Dwayne Haskins and the article he did for GQ or the video he did where they talk about how he spent his first $1 million that he made.
Mm.
And
how many cars did he buy?
So, he bought the infamous Bentley, which I said, I don't know why you want to have the best car in the lot and you haven't even played one down yet. But he bought a $250,000 Bentley. He bought a house for his mom for $750K. I mean, that's a really nice purchase. $70,000 in jewelry.
Okay, right.
Art and clothing, $50K. Mm. And they said numerous rookie dinners that were outrageous.
Right.
So that's how he spent his first million.
You know what? If I were him or any other rookie, I'm going to tell the vets, look, I'll spring for one crazy steak dinner, but I'm not doing a half dozen of them.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
Dude, he spent $50K on clothing and art, $70K on jewelry. I mean, God bless him. You do you, man.
Well, art can actually appreciate in value.
I guess in theory. Some of his art's kind of nubs, though. Did you see, like, they have some of that Kobe art in his basement or whatever? I think he had a buddy, like, paint something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think he's a good kid. I don't know if he's going to be a good quarterback.
I think he's a good
we'll
kid.
Find out.
I think he's a good kid. I would probably tighten up my spending a little bit.
Yeah,
probably.
I
would just tighten it up a little bit. Because if the first six games go bad, you're going to wish you did. That would be my guess.
Now, to be fair, the house, I mean...
That's for the mom.
That's
great.
That was three quarters of the money.
And that'll appreciate in value,
too. He says he's not even counting that, really. Since it was for his mom,
right.
He didn't spend it on himself.
All right, exactly.
And that is a great purchase, the great thank you to your parents.
But I know where the house that he bought for him is, and it's...
Did he buy it or
it's
is he renting
than,
it?
It's more than $750.
Did he buy it or is he renting it?
Well, I think he bought that blicky.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right. Remember how we did, we had Gwyneth Paltrow's candle in here that
yes.
smells like her silly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I think what would you rather have? That or a McDonald's candle that smells like their burgers?
I'd rather have the former.
The McDonald's?
No, the former. The one that smells like Gwyneth Silly. I'd rather have McDonald's.
Right, you would?
You want a candle that smells like onions or beef?
Well, I think they have six candles,
you.
Right?
So they debuted a collection of Quarter Pounder scented
hamburger.
Candles as right. part of its Quarter Pounder fan club.
You want a pickle scented candle?
Because there's no better smell than 100% fresh beef and a perfect combination of toppings.
I don't know. I like the smell of a Quarter Pounder with cheese. There's no doubt
about
it.
Yeah, you like the smell of it when you're about to put it in your mouth. You
Especially
don't want it,
when you're
you
hungry.
Want it permeating
hey,
throughout
you should
the
have
room.
A fry one, right? I don't know. The fry one would
no,
be good.
I think
good.
It's like I think it's the beef, onion, cheese, pickle, ketchup, and there's one other that I'm
did
not
we,
thinking of.
Did we know that Erykah Badu is putting out a candle that smells like her silly too?
I did not know that.
It was in your EP. It's not a candle. It's a
It is. It says Erykah Badu similarly scented candle.
No, it was like a elixir.
An elixir,
like a potion.
Somebody's got a penis scented candle. Oh, you don't want that. Like some sweaty grossness.
Who has that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we
need
says.
To get that.
Maybe Erykah Badu. Make me like her boyfriends or something.
Who
I don't
is
know.
Erykah Badu?
She's an R&B artist.
An old is she a Fuji?
Like,
No, that's Lauryn Hill.
That's Lauryn Hill.
Come on.
Yeah. Are there other Fugees?
Yeah, but she was the only female in it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was Prize.
Was Wyclef a Fuji?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I think he was.
Yeah. Definitely Prize.
Hip Hop Cakes.
I mean, I think you're not impressed by it.
I've
named two of the three Fugees.
I love Wyclef. I definitely introduced Wyclef.
Don't forget Mount.
What did we do? Remember we used to do something on Penn? It was something on Penn it was called for HFS.
Yeah, yeah. Wyclef hosted a DJ. He DJed something. It was awesome. I remember that night.
Oh, you mean
vividly.
Like live events?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, that's the one. That's one where I introed live 10 minutes before they were ready to go on stage.
Yeah. Well,
that was fun.
They gave you the mics to go intro, didn't they?
Yeah, the stage director did.
Correct.
Yeah. And then the band said, we're not ready to go on stage.
Well, we're not going out to the hacky DJ.
That's not on you.
You're correct.
Right, but you're the one that ends up looking like a douche.
I look like a big giant a-hole.
Didn't you get over it?
Of course I got over
it.
Well,
he's still talking about it 18 years later.
Still like...
That's because it's funny.
It's called scar tissue.
Who was the band where after we introduced them, they went...
Coheed and Cambria.
The drummer said,
"You won't play a favor, House Atlantic. That song is a smash."
Jason, is there any chance he did
play that coming back
because he didn't like the crowd?
Well, I believe that was early in the evening.
Yeah, so it could have been a crowd.
They were one of the first bands out there, so there was only about 800.
There
people
wasn't much
there.
Of a crowd.
So that was a crowd. Yeah. I don't know more maybe than the intro.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's just hope.
We can only hype.
That
up
was
so
when
much.
The HF Festival was on a respirator.
Yeah.
The dying gas.
Pretty much dead.
Yeah.
We did the last good one, though, right? The Jay-Z one.
It was a great one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Was the Jay-Z one before? One of them ended with Godsmack. One of them ended with The Cure.
Godsmack was amazing, too. The one that ended with The Cure was the Jay-Z festival. Yeah.
That was the last great
one.
And The Cure asked
us not to stand on the side of the stage. Remember that?
They didn't want anybody there.
By the way, I almost stole their set list. I thought about doing it, and I was like, it's probably not the best idea. I considered it, though.
All right. And last but not least, apparently there was some sort of evacuation on American Idol. And they're saying it may have been a gas leak. And in one of the clips, it looks like Katy Perry passes out, Cakes.
Oh, really?
Does that mean like Ryan Seacrest ripped one? Or is there like a real gas leak?
I don't know. I would guess a real gas leak.
Look at it. Valdez was desperate. He wanted me to do that story just for
the fart humor is
fart.
His one seed.
Yeah.
It's his one seed. Right. He freaking loves it.
Right. I think it's, believe it or not, it's National
Pun I think
Day,
he likes that all. More than Bruce Zings.
It's, I think he does.
Yeah, you
it
do.
It brings him more glee.
you do.
Behind the scenes, I told Drab, I said, I guarantee I'll make you laugh before the end of the segment.
Yeah.
Drab's an easy mark for a fart sound.
Wasn't there a period of time, like post Janet Jackson, that we weren't even allowed to play fart sounds anymore? Huh?
I think we were told that.
Yeah, where they were persona non grata or whatever. Yeah.
That's so hacky.
If you read the FCC rules, like I have, you can do it, but in moderation.
Yeah. Yeah, we do it pretty moderately.
You do it in spurts, so to speak.
Yeah.
You have your runs.
He has his moments.
Yeah. He has his runs.
Yeah. All right, nice. I entertained you, Cakes.
Yes,
I know
you did.
I
was entertained.
Turgeon, head coach of the Terps, he's going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. They take on Ohio State on Sunday. They've won 9 in a row, getting ready for March Madness here in a couple of weeks. Luke Thomas on the Wilder Fury fight at 9:20. Keep it here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, everybody's in the Tom Brady speculation game, but it seems like more and more of the speculators are leaning towards Brady leaving New England. You going, see the latest?
Going to
they say the favorite now is Tennessee.
Oh. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
It's hard for me to envision Tom Brady against going playing for the Titans.
I'd still bet that he is playing for the Pats, but could be wrong. Could be wrong.
I thought LeBron was going to stay in Cleveland the first time. Yeah. And the second time.
And KD was going to stay.
KD is going to stay. And yeah, I would have kept Whitman. I mean, yeah.
Still have Randy Whitman manning the Wizards' helm.
Yeah, I'm always about continuity.
Continuity's a big thing.
I'm big on
what
continuity.
What about Zorn? Would you have kept Zorn?
Zorny, I think I was ready to move on with Zorny.
He crashed. He had kind of a crash.
I mean, Zorny, that was a huge trade up, right? Didn't we trade Zorny for Shanny? That was a huge, right? Or am I wrong? Or did I have it backwards?
No, Zorny was here pre-Shanny.
Right,
so we traded up from Zorny to Shanny, correct or no?
Was that the next step? I think you're right.
Yeah.
I guess it was a step up.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, certainly on paper.
Resume-wise, yes. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close.
Anyway, I think if I'm a betting man.
Am I wrong about that?
I had been.
Maybe I am.
I had been a Brady returns New England guy, but I would probably shift my bets, probably like 55-45. I think he's going to leave.
Really?
Just the way it seems, like just. Reading the tea leaves, just different things that I guess he said, and he's been coy, and that supposedly he wants like a multi-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're New England, you give him a two-year, $62 million contract. He's making over $30 million, ends his career there. Boom.
Yeah, but maybe he sees, look, Tennessee's good team. Mike Vrabel coaching them. Maybe he sees that as a nice fit.
Right.
Maybe, look, I guess
maybe they keep Derrick Henry. Got a legit back, but we'll see.
I don't know that their weapons are that great.
AJ Brown's a stud.
Yeah, Brown's good.
He came on second half of his rookie campaign.
I don't know. It's just hard to imagine him going somewhere else. You heard the Raiders in Vegas. I just would be shocked if he's playing with one of those other
teams.
Yeah,
but you're going to have a lot of quarterbacks in new places.
Yep, I get it.
Philip Rivers is going to land somewhere.
And they probably go to the Indy. Winston will go somewhere. Who knows if Chicago's going to stick with Mitch.
Hey, maybe Tampa keeps Jameis. He had the LASIK eye surgery. The limited picks.
Is there LASIK brain surgery so he doesn't throw the ball to the wrong person?
But, we talked yesterday about the NFL owners wanting to extend the regular season and add a playoff team to each conference. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to go to 17 games and then go to 14 teams in the playoffs. And now you're hearing a lot of these big-name players saying, nope, we do not want it. We're going to vote against it. So I guess the official proposal has already been given to the players, NFLPA, and D. Smith is trying to get his guys to agree to something. But J.J. Watt came out, doesn't like the 17 games. Richard Sherman doesn't like it. Leonard Fournette doesn't
like it. Well, it's interesting.
Like it.
He only
Those are
needs,
big money guys, though.
Yep, he only needs, I think, three-quarters of the guys to then present it to the players. And then he only needs 51% for it to pass.
Yeah.
So he probably could jam it through there, but he wants to project, I'm guessing, based on history and Nolan D, he wants to project strength, and he wants to put something in there that everybody's going to be behind. You're not going to have everybody. There's always going to be a few people that are going to have disagree, but right. he wants to have the key guys behind it.
And you can see why the veterans, like you said, the big money veterans who have now starting to get injured all the time, don't want to play that 17th game.
By the way, we had Kevin McCarthy. You can always use the rewind feature of our Radio.com app and go back in the show, go back 24 hours on this station. We had Kevin on at 7 o'clock talking about his interview with Ben Affleck, which was coming up later today. Ben Affleck must be really pushing hard. We have a replay of Inside the NBA on TNT last night. He's pimping that movie.
Dude,
on
he's
there.
On the media blitz. The yeah, he's on stars the do this all the time. Blitz. They want people to turn out at the box office.
I'm telling you, I saw the trailer. It looks cheesy to me. Maybe it's going to end up being this great movie. It did not look great. In
but
just
how
the
did
30,
Kevin? Because I could
trailer.
Barely listen to Kevin. What, did he insinuate that it was good? I know no, he likes a director.
I don't think he's seen the movie. He's only seen the trailers as well.
No, I think he.
No, I thought he's seen it, but he said he just can't officially review it.
Yeah.
I think he didn't, seemed to like
it. Yeah, because he's going to interview the guy. He's seen it before he's interviewing
that's
him.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told us that.
Yeah.
The trailer is going to be longer than his interview.
Oh, yeah.
Slated for 4 minutes.
But here's the thing, just going back to the NFLPA deal. If the rumor is true, well, I don't think he'll come on right now. If the rumor is true that they're leaning towards, you know, not voting on it or not accepting it, then I know that they've indicated that that's bad. Like, yeah. Now we're heading to war. Like, and here's the thing. They've negotiated
it.
So far, we talked about it yesterday, an extra $5 billion in revenue for the players, you know, in exchange.
If it went to 17 games.
For the 17th game. Right. So, and I know that's what D's doing to the guys. He's saying, listen, guys, all right, I understand, but you don't want to, you know, we don't want to bridge to 18 games. We don't want more. We're trying to cut down. That's why we're going to cut down training camp. That's why we're going to cut down OTAs and all this other stuff. But if you guys would just accept one more game, we'll take away a preseason game to offset it. Mm-hmm. It's going to get you $5 billion more.
Yep.
Like, you know, but if these guys want to die on that mountain, now you're going to go back. They're going to take that off the table. So that $5 billion that they won in negotiation by negotiating an extra percentage and a half of the revenue, they're going to take that off the table.
Right.
How much
and now you're going to be doing?
$5 billion translate to each player? See, the thing is, the interesting thing about the guys who are speaking out against, they're the big money guys. So J.J. Yeah. Watt, Richard right. Sherman, they're good. In a good
they're
spot.
Already straight anyway.
But there are players in the league that are probably going to be in the league for two or three seasons making, you know, $500,000. Which
that's the vast majority.
Living.
That's the vast right. majority.
It's great living making $500,000 a year, but if you only do it for 3 years, they're going to want that extra money and be willing to play an extra game.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
That's why I think, I don't know this for a fact. I haven't had this conversation with D, but I have a feeling he likes his deal and wants it to get ratified.
Right.
But you got it. But well, you got like a couple guys that are power hungry, and they think that, you know, they run everything.
Right. Well, again, money talks. Eventually, I think that they're going to agree to it.
They might not, dude. The NFL's threatened to pull it.
Well, we'll see.
Playing some hardball.
We'll see.
Yeah, and now you're going to be into a war. Now you're going to be into work stoppage area.
I'd love to get Dion. I know he's not going to come on.
You know, I just texted
soon.
With him the other day, but I don't think he's going to come on.
Yeah.
Right now. Because they're trying not. Yeah, but we're texting about other stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to get some of those answers.
They're not going to, because even the NFL has been pretty good about not negotiating through the media right now. And I know D's made a concerted effort to not negotiate through the media right now.
Mm-hmm.
When does the deal expire?
In a year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think after.
So we're guaranteed football this season.
You're guaranteed football this season. But if they don't agree to something like in the next couple weeks, then I think the NFL's threatened to just blow it up and then it's on. They're like, F you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, they want to get a deal done. But if the players are just so adamant that they don't want to add that extra game.
By the way.
Well, I mean, that's three guys.
I enjoy
who
the bridge
spoke.
To 18 games.
Yeah.
17 games, that odd number, it is going to just throw me off because the way that they do the schedule.
Well, there's no question 17 would be a bridge to 18, I would think.
Well, that's why the going to be. Yeah, but that's why the players aren't happy.
Yeah, but these guys are going to be out of the league by the time that
well,
happens.
Well, Fournette won't be.
Teams are going to be better.
He probably will.
It's not fair because some teams are going to have more home games than road games.
Yeah. Well, they'll have to offset that every other year type thing, you know.
I know. But on a particular year, you might feel like you're hoard. Like, we only had 8 home games.
Right.
You know, let's say it comes down to the Redskins are battling for a playoff spot with the Cowboys or the Eagles or the Giants. And you have the same record, but the other team has last game of the year, a home game, their extra home game, and the Redskins have to go on the road. You're going to feel like it's unfair.
Yeah. I do not like these early reports because we will be headed to football Armageddon. It will be on. There'll be a lockout or some sort. I'm telling you, this is bad.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, if they vote against it and then they pull the deal, it's bad. But let's see.
Well, that's what they've threatened to do.
It's not there yet.
Yeah.
There
well, yet. I think we're getting pretty close. If the guys turn it down, that means we're going to war. You know,
yep.
Labor war. And, you know, for football fans, it's not going to be good. And these guys are getting the concessions that they want. They're getting a shorter training camp. They're getting shorter OTAs.
Right,
they're getting less hitting.
The
they're taking away preseason. Yeah, they can smoke all the weed they want. Yeah. I mean, they're getting $5 billion more in revenue.
That's true. I did see that the marijuana test.
That was a huge part of it. That's a huge part of the deal. They're throwing weed out.
Yeah, they can just
do whatever the hell they want.
Just get high all the time.
They can smoke it right before a game if they want.
Yeah. I mean, those are huge concessions that they're winning here.
Medical benefits, Jason Bishop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Helps in the healing process.
Hey, some guys swear by it, Cakes.
Well, Cakes, I've heard.
Cakes was talking about those gummies. Those are actually edible gummies they brought in.
Well,
if they are.
If they are, then
they've had no impact
on
me.
Then I'm going to get a real stone.
Jimmy, you
I'm
want
eating.
The rest of these? I think I've got enough diabetes.
I'm not a gummy bear guy.
You're not?
I mean, I'll have them on occasion.
Are you a gummy worm guy?
No.
You're just not a gummy candy guy?
What about
guy?
A sour gummy?
I'm not really into.
What about like Sour Patch Kids?
No.
He's more of a chocolatey guy.
Yeah, you're
he
a
likes chocolate and brownies.
Are you a sweet tart guy?
No. Yeah. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. There you go.
I like those. What about Peppermint Patty? You got to choose
they're
one.
Okay.
Peppermint Patty or Reese's Cup? You're going Reese's Cup every time?
Peppermint Patty is such a low seed.
It is a lower seed.
It might be, but for me, a mint greater than peanut
butter. I
mean, butter.
A mint basics, I would say Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Those would be my top. A good old Hershey bar with almonds.
Oh, no.
Gotta have
dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk.
Yeah, milk.
Dark chocolate.
Can do both.
Huh?
Both are good.
No, milk greater than dark.
But they're both very good.
Dark.
They're both good options.
Dark good, not very good.
Yes.
Milk, very good. Yeah.
You've always been more of a chips guy. Stay in your lane. Eric and I know the sweets.
You guys are the sweets guy.
No chocolate is better.
You're correct. I am more of a salty snack expert.
Look at this dessert we had last night at Bonefish.
That's what I know.
A macadamia nut brownie with vanilla ice cream.
With the raspberry sauce.
With the raspberry
sauce.
Did you
have, know that did you have some sort of like foofy liqueur?
I'm just saying. I don't usually eat desserts.
Was there like an after dinner drink served with your dessert because you're super fancy?
You know what I should do?
We just had the wine.
I'm picking up. We always do the Lace de Lis cake.
It was yummy.
For all of our birthdays, anniversaries, all that stuff. And
is
I'm picking one up today.
Nearby?
Yeah, it's in Rockville. Gotcha. And it's one they used to service Indian Spring when I worked there. They would do all the bar mitzvahs and weddings, you know, the 800 of these things. I'm picking up the chocolate raspberry cake today. I should order one and just have to. It's the best cake you'll ever have.
Well,
in
why don't
life.
You? Why don't you stop talking about it and do it?
I should.
No, should. Will.
Well, the problem is
do.
To get like a large one, it's about $69.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just you're so building a Six Flags in your backyard. What are you worried about? What are you worried about $70 for?
Right.
Are you serious?
Right. I should because I want you guys to taste
Why
it.
Why do you always grill me and say that I'm cheap and then you always bring
you
up
go buy me a $69 cake.
I know, but if I was talking about it, you'd be like, just buy it. What do you care about $69?
Yeah, well, maybe I'll bring in the leftovers.
He always grills me about money.
He's traveling every weekend.
I know. That's all he does.
But I'm lighting my money on fire.
I know.
Yeah. No one is burning their money like me right now. I'm burning it. I'm me and Haskins.
Well, I mean, you're going
I might
to
as well have 70K in jewelry.
You got to get off the fossil fuels. I told you. You need to look
Stop
into
Stop buying $28 salmon.
you best look into an electric BMW.
Besides,
get the hybrid. Hybrid
besides
hustle.
It, Mike Walker wants to hook me with one of those hybrid. They have like an i3 or whatever the thing that is. That thing, it looks like a Porsche. Or, you know what I mean? Or not even really that. Like a Ferrari.
Skip the hybrid. Go Audi e-tron.
See, everybody's getting them in now.
That's full-blooded, brother.
You can get the Avalon TRD.
Yeah. Everybody Cakes, what are you going to get? Your Jeep?
I think Farish has all fossil burning vehicles as far as I know.
Bunch of guzzlers.
Bunch of gas guzzlers. Yeah. But they're awesome.
Gas is cheap. I'm good with it.
All right. Remember, Mark Turgeon is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock, the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins who've won their last 9 games. That's at 9 o'clock here on the Junks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
By the way, just got a few texts from a buddy, Abid, over at BMW Fairfax. Mm-hmm. They have an X3 plug-in hybrid that I could go with.
Right.
My lease is up here shortly.
Okay. You have options.
Or they have a 530E plug-in hybrid, which I could go that route too. So maybe I do have some hybrid options that are in my range.
Maybe you do.
I didn't know. I'm asking him, does it have any power, though? I need a little power.
Only problem with some of those...
I'll sacrifice the environment for a little power.
Yes, you will.
You know what I'm saying?
The only problem with some of those, and I'm just going to say it without being specific of any brand, is some of the electrics, if you're driving a lot of miles, and you are, like driving to Poughkeepsie, sometimes you would have to stop to charge up.
And charge up, but it's not all. It's a hybrid.
Correct. If you get a hybrid, then maybe you can deal with it.
Yeah, I've had hybrids before.
All electric.
Yeah, well, I know. That's the problem with a Tesla. You can't, if you drive the Domino's, you run out of power.
Man, I think that's overstated. More and more Teslas on the road.
I know.
Every week.
Well, and the thing is, they're quiet and they're fast.
They're really fast.
I'm attracted to the speed of the Tesla.
And you can pretty much
got a little bit of a lead foot.
I told you, I had a buddy. He drove from where I live to the Palm and Tyson's, and all he would do is touch the steering wheel like once a minute
because it was doing the driving.
I'm
not a big fan of the autonomous driving.
I'm not.
Call me reluctant to change, which I am.
That'd be silly. I'd be an amazing texter.
I'd
be texting my balls off in a Tesla.
I'm sure you would be.
Think about that. Maybe
something tells me you're kind of still doing that without being in a Tesla.
No, I'm good. I'm a voice texter. Not all the time, but
no, you're not. Yeah.
I am, dude. I hit the little microphone.
So Drab wanted us to bring up this story about the pole vaulter. I saw the pictures that nearly castrated himself.
I can't even imagine.
Zach McWhorter is a 21-year-old student athlete from BYU. He was nearly maimed during a practice run that was captured on video. He clears the bar with ease, but the clip takes a frightening turn when the pole, instead of falling safely to the side, wedges itself right where you don't want to be wedged in the groin area, impaling him.
Did he go ER?
I'm sure he had to have.
Apparently, he had 18 stitches.
Oh, man.
Rui Hachimura probably poured some out for him.
The pole went through the potato sack. It's already received. The post went to TikTok.
Got ruined.
Received more than 18.7 million views.
The only pole vaulter I care about is Allison Stokey. That's in a very old and obscure reference.
Ricky Fowler's.
I can't even. I can't even click on the video.
He could see
it's
inside.
Too much.
I can't do it.
Huh? He could see inside.
Inside
his sack.
His potato sack. That must look irking.
Yeah, it's not something you want to see. I wouldn't think.
Right.
But like the part of the story which I didn't quite totally understand, like maybe it's just people using the language in the stories is when they're using the word like speared.
Yeah.
It's not like the. Isn't it flat there?
What do you mean?
The top of the pole. It's not a, it's not spiked up.
Yeah, but with your body's weight coming down on top of it.
Still impale you.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a spike.
Dr. Flame.
It doesn't have to be a spike.
Yeah. By the way,
How do you get into pole vaulting?
I don't know.
Is that somebody that was a runner? They were on the track team, and then they just realized they're not elite at the 5,000 or whatever race they were at. Because nobody, my son does track and field. There's no pole vaulting at that young age.
Well, okay? He should get into it.
Is there pole vaulting in
early.
High school?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't
yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. 100%.
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, I'm sure there is in at some schools.
Yeah.
I'm
definitely
sure
in college.
A lot of schools don't have them.
Yeah, yeah, but schools that have, like, real track programs, of course.
Right. Do they do all those other disciplines, too, like the discus
yes.
and the shot put,
they
the
do
javelin?
They even do the discus at St. Andrews.
They do all that.
But do they
yeah.
do the
hammer throw?
They do the
so.
One where they throw some water on the track. What's that called?
Slick track go-kart.
They're like St. JP. They jump over a hurdle, then they're going to jump over water.
It's like steeplechase,
steeplechase
right?
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. a steeple.
I thought
yeah.
that was for horses.
They do it for humans, too,
yeah,
I think.
It. They do?
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't really confirm.
They used to do that on Superstars, right?
Right.
Yes, correct.
The obstacle course at the end.
I used to love that. That
Superstars
used to be, that used to be
go-to.
Appointment weekend viewing, yeah. like when I was 11 years old.
Yeah. Who would ball out on that? Like Lynn Swan?
probably like Lynn Swan against Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
People like that.
But then yeah, they, like then Eric Estrada.
Then you would see them play like a tennis match to like two games.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't matter.
The bowling.
They were terrible.
I would be so psyched to climb that wall. Just
do the
run
obstacle
up with the rope.
The obstacle course.
I still want to know if I can do the, I don't think I can anymore now, but the warped wall. You've tried it, right? You couldn't do it.
You're still pining for the,
That's terrible.
That's the only thing I think I maybe
ninja
could have
warrior.
Done. In my, back in my day, I know
I'm
I could have done
a terrible ninja warrior. Yeah. Our friend Mike, who we grew up with.
I know, he could do the salmon ladder.
He was like, good at stuff. It was... I couldn't even do the thing where you kind of like jump from one little lily
yeah, the
pad
first
to the
one,
next.
The first one. Yeah.
Struggled at that.
Yeah.
I think I got by that and then obstacle.
I don't have any
done.
Delusions. Like, I think I would struggle at 99% of it. For some reason, I feel like, well, I know in my prime I could do the warp wall. I'm just wondering yeah. my old
and
age.
The salmon ladder, it was crooked every time. I'd,
yeah.
I couldn't keep it straight.
I don't think I could do
it. Who was the Russian pole vaulter who had all the world records?
Sergei Bubka.
Bubka. Yep. Yeah. I think his world record was just broken.
Really?
Yeah, some guy just broke it, I think, maybe this month.
I don't really keep up with pole vaulting, unless some guy tears open his potato sack.
He pole vaulted 21 feet.
Uh-huh.
That's craziness.
Yeah, he pummeled Bubka.
By the way, the advice from the guy who was impaled, he said...
Stop pole vaulting?
No, his advice was, don't free ball and always put a cap on the end of the pole.
Oh, he didn't have a cap on the end? That's what doomed
That's
him?
That's what spiked him, I guess.
Well, it still would have hurt.
And he was pulling a bishop with
no protection.
What was he doing? He was wearing some Under Armour down
hold
there.
Hold on. Aren't those track and field shorts, like, super short?
Aren't they
yeah.
Probably,
they are.
Probably why.
Usually, yeah.
He
probably,
posted a picture of
probably
his
had some low-hanging fruit down there, too. You know what I mean? And
well, the shorts, they posted a picture of it, have a big hole in it with blood everywhere.
Right.
A little paper thin.
Like the little running shorts?
Yeah, running shorts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said wear shorts with spandex inserts.
Right.
You know, if you get in the pole vaulting game.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I always wanted to kind of try it, but I think it'd be scary as hell. When that pole's bending, and you know what I mean? I don't think I could
even
do
get
it.
To that stage.
Huh?
You know what I mean? Because first you have to plant it in the right spot.
Yeah.
You got to run full speed.
Yeah.
Hit the mark,
it'd be so
and
hard.
Then launch yourself up.
It'd be impossible.
Who thought up that wackadoo sport? How did that ever come to be?
I don't know, but it's silly.
Somebody that needed to get over the Great Wall of China.
Somebody in like the 1800s just built that little, isn't there a, what is it, like a little wall you
There's
stick
be a
the
thing.
Pole against?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Who thought of that?
I don't know.
Some genius.
Some genius.
A genius.
Yeah. You come up with a sport.
No.
Yeah.
I don't feel a need to.
I wouldn't call him a genius. It's a boring sport.
Speaking of sports, I did see, you had mentioned this like 6 months ago. I had never seen it, and sure enough, it was on TV, Spikeball.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe
Dude, they had colleges competing against you. Is that what you saw?
Yeah.
Yeah. These little nerds, they're good. Some of them, they're legit athletes. They're flying around. Yeah, but that stupid beach sport that you play.
Is that the one where it's a really small ball?
Yeah, and they had that little net, and you bounce it off the net or whatever.
Yeah.
They have colleges. I saw, like, Auburn taking on, like, SMU or something.
It's
crazy what's out there. There's so the need for programming, because cornhole's on TV
cornhole,
all the time.
It rivets me sometimes. I do. I sit there and go, I'm riveted by it. And I don't even like cornhole. Like if I go boozing with you guys tailgating,
yeah,
I'm not dying to play cornhole.
Yeah, I'm not riveted by a sport I could see 100 people playing at Valdez's tailgate in College Park.
I mean, it's every really fall I'm weekend. Not that enthusiastic about it, but for some reason I can watch it.
You got to play it for cash. You can't just play it just
recreationally. Oh, is that what you do? Is that the thing?
Oh yeah, you got to play for cash.
Speaking of College Park, the head coach.
It's a good
of the Maryland
pole
Terrapins
to Mark Turgeon.
Turgeon joins us next as we talk some college hoops on the Junks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.